In Iran, potential presidential candidates are testing the political waters ahead of next May's elections. Reformist President Mohammad Khatami has led the government for the past 8 years, but many of his policies have been blocked by hardliners, and the new president is likely to have a different agenda. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Tehran.
This past week, President Mohammad Khatami, the champion of Iran's reform movement, was heckled by the same people who once applauded him when he spoke to an auditorium full of frustrated university students. In the eyes of many Iranians, Khatami is a disappointment, his promises of democratization unfulfilled. From the time of his first landslide electoral victory in 1997, Khatami fought a losing battle against conservative elements within the Iranian regime. They jailed his allies, shut down reformist newspapers, and crushed student protests. Last February, conservatives took over the parliament after hardline clerics on the powerful Guardians Council barred more than 1,000 reformist politicians from running for office. The conservatives are widely predicted to win the presidency in next May's election. The question now, say analysts, is which conservative faction will take power. Karim Sajidpour is an analyst with the International Crisis Group.
The important thing now is to see what type of conservative leadership is emerging. Is it the more traditionalist leadership or is it the more pragmatic? And I think this is what's going to decide where Iran is going to be headed in the next three, 4 years.
Foremost among the so-called conservative pragmatists is Hashemi Rafsanjani, the cleric who served as president until 1997. His brother and spokesman Mohammed describes Rafsanjani as a kind of middle-of-the-road candidate. Unlike President Khatami, Mohammed says his brother has the conservative credentials to stand up to hardliners and improve Iran's rocky relations with the West.
Many people, they think the only person in Iran at this time they can improve the relation, he have the courage to do such a big work, is Mr. Rafsanjani.
Rafsanjani has not yet formally announced his candidacy, but his brother says he's already put together a 5-year plan to attract billions of dollars in foreign investment.
It's about $20 billion in the next 5 years.
Foreign investment, yeah.
Two other possible conservative candidates are former state broadcasting chief Ali Larijani and former foreign minister Ali Akbar Velayati. Both are advisors to Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Compare Rafsanjani's plan for foreign investment to the rhetoric of Ayatollah Janati. He is not a candidate, but as leader of the Guardian Counselor, Janati is one of the regime's most powerful hardline ideologues. At a recent Friday prayer sermon, he proposed an economic solution of sorts by urging millions of young Iranians to join the Basiji volunteer militia. The Basij are the hope for the future, he said. We need 20 million members to be deployed like soldiers for economic, social, or even military reasons. Janati is also calling for the reinstatement of Iran's revolutionary courts to crack down on corruption. During the Islamic Revolution 25 years ago, these tribunals ordered counter-revolutionaries to be shot or hung from construction cranes. In this political climate, Rafsanjani's relatively moderate views appeal to some, like this university student named Morteza.
I don't love Mr. Rafsanjani. I don't approve of some of the bad things that happened during his presidency, such as political assassinations and lack of political freedom. But today he's the only one who can work both against and with the supreme leader to improve the economic situation and help Iran join the global market.
Analysts say any new conservative government is likely to further crack down on political dissent. However, they say Iranian society, culture, and fashion have changed dramatically over the past decade. University of Maine professor Bahman Bakhtiari says even a hardline government would not be able to take Iran back to what he calls the anarchic days of the 1980s.
They're not going to be able to control the growing pro-Americanism among the population. And they're not going to be able to control this globalization of social attitudes and behavior that has come into Iran.
The presidential election is still 6 months away, but Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei is already making voter participation a top priority. turnout dropped to a new low in last February's flawed parliamentary elections, and one reformist student group is pushing for a protest boycott of the upcoming presidential vote. Ivan Watson, NPR News.